Inconvenient enlightenment is a phrase coined by one Bob Mumford. It does sum up what frequently happens when God calls a number on us and shows us himself. And in the light of that revelation, ourselves. Remember how we started with the person who was flying upside down? We're back to that again, and we could be in for some really inconvenient enlightenment. He's a God who reveals himself from Genesis to Revelation. He doesn't hide. He's not a God afar off. But when he comes and puts his divine digit on something in our lives, we find we are the ones who are still running, hiding and shifting blame, just like our federal head, Adam. A perfect example of running, hiding and shifting blame is found in Genesis 3, 9 to 12. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat?" And the man said, "The woman who you gave me to be with, she gave me of the tree and I ate." Here's where it all started. Adam did not want to be found out, so he shifted the blame to the woman God gave him. Neither do we want to be found out, that is, or exposed for what we are. Exposed, don't like that word. But unless we're willing to allow ourselves to be exposed to his scrutiny, we won't get healed or delivered from the things that currently impede our progress. There's an old saying that says you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And did you know you can't fool God any of the time? He's omniscient and omnipresent, you see. That means he knows and sees and hears everything and he's everywhere. That enlightenment is very inconvenient, but it also means he knows what he's getting when he gets us. It's just that we don't know. We don't know ourselves. And that is where it becomes very inconvenient. We discover something about ourselves we would really rather not know. We are weak, twisted, and deceitful people. Weak, twisted, and deceitful people, yes. But again, if we can't see that without him we are absolutely useless, we aren't going to see any good reason for change, and we won't allow his Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do in our lives. So it's all good, really. It's just when this moment of inconvenient enlightenment comes, we discover for ourselves what we really, really are like without his indwelling presence. It's at this point that we must remember he cannot do through us what he has not been able to do in us. I've already implied that some of us have a master's degree in procrastination. Not only did we pass out of the University of Life with honours and a distinction in it, but we now have a master's procrastination. We fight God, put off doing what he's asked, sometimes for years. We twist and turn, we barter, offer all sorts of alternatives. We hedge, we pretend we don't understand. Just as long as he stops asking for that one thing we are not about to do or let him have. Have I just touched something right there? You've been offering a trade on something for a long time, maybe years. He's asked something of you and you've offered him something else in exchange. You're trying to do a trade. This conversation's gone on for a long time. I want you to do this. Lord, I can't do that because, or however it's worked out for you. But as we saw before, he will outwit, outwait and outwrestle you every single time. Could this message perhaps be the necessary WD-40 that will cause you to loosen your grip once and for all? Or make you capitulate at last and do what he's been asking for so long? I do pray it will, for all our sakes, but mostly for yours. Because he won't take you to step two until you've completed step one to his satisfaction. Oh, you didn't realise that. You thought you could go from A to C without touching B. You just had a dose of inconvenient enlightenment then, not to mention consummate reality. What's consummate reality? It's his way or no way, beloved. That's absolute consummate reality. His way or no way. And that sometimes is very inconvenient enlightenment.